Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
The Bulls hiring an experienced college and NBA coach in Billy Donovan. What resonated with you for the hiring, and what should we expect to see with Billy Donovan running the Chicago Bulls going forward?
Yeah, the big thing that resonated to me, Bruce, and I think it resonated pretty much with everyone that I talked to and that I read about, is just how aggressively the Bulls pivoted. I mean, you know, when the Bulls started their search after Arturas fired Jim Boylan, Billy Donovan was not available. He was, you know, working for the Thunder, and there was a, you know, they knew the contract was up, but given the relationship he had with Sam Presti, you had a sense that there's a chance they could meet and figure out a way to run that back. And then when that meeting happened and Billy, you know, was made clear with from Sam Presti, who's, you know, pretty transparent guy, that he couldn't give a direction to the future of the franchise, which, as we've seen since, has been basically accumulate every draft pick in the history of the NBA. He's made so many trades and just is obviously retooling that franchise for the future. Billy and Sam Presti decided to, you know, mutually agree to part. So here you go. You have the most experienced coach unexpectedly on the market, and I might add the most expensive coach unexpectedly on the market. They were 10 interviews deep, guys, into the process, and almost all of them were first-time assistants looking for their first shot, the exception being Kenny Atkinson, who obviously coached in Brooklyn. So that's what jumped out to me, is how aggressively and quickly they pivoted to who Arturas targeted as his ideal and number one candidate. And as Arturas has detailed, you know, since the hire, the reason why, I mean, beyond the fact that he's obviously had success both at the collegiate level, where he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach one day, and obviously with the Thunder, is his adaptability. He's got the ability to coach superstars, as he did with, you know, Durant and Westbrook. And if you look at last season, you know, he finished third in Coach of the Year voting, coaching an incredibly unheralded and younger roster after they blow up the obviously Chris Paul, huge part of that too, but after they make the franchise altering trade of Russell Westbrook. So you know, it's his experience is there, and his ability to coach different rosters is there. And from Billy's perspective, you know, he kept pointing to how Arturas said, I'm looking for a partner here. You know, Arturas, for all his experience, and he's got a lot of it, has never sat in this lead chair before. So I think the fact that he was able to get a guy who's, you know, got 5 years under his belt as a head coach was a comforting factor for him as well. So, you know, everybody's undefeated this time of year, but there's certainly a lot of optimism and excitement surrounding the franchise right now.
Yeah, and it sounds like the two will, you know, move in lockstep and huddle up on things and come to consensuses. And this is a tough question, but I'm going to ask you. Have you been able to figure out, like, what hype of guy, like, of the core guys they have, Markkanen, Levine, Wendell Carter, Kobe White, even Otto Porter, what is their type of guy, like, out of that core? Have you been able to figure that out, or does that just remain to be seen at this point?
So it is a tough question. It's a great question, Mark. It's the one I've gotten the most. In fact, it was the lead question in my mailbag that I mentioned I posted. And the short answer is no. But here's the long answer. If you just listen to stylistically how Arturas has said he wants to play, he said, you know, in Denver, he thought they played a really aesthetically pleasing brand of offensive basketball, which was read and react offense, great passing team, shooting, two-way roster, athletes, good instinctive basketball, guys reading off each other, ball movement, player movement. So if you just extrapolate that and start, you know, putting it on guys on the Bulls, I'm not seeing a lot of those guys. The Bulls were one of the worst passing teams in the league last year. Mm. They basically, their offense was obviously well documented to be poor all season. It was, I think, 29th, or I haven't looked at it lately, but it was 28th or 29th. And it basically featured a lot of hero ball, a lot of isolation. I mean, Kobe and Zach would basically just go off at times, right? So, if you just look at it that way, this is why I keep saying, you know, I expect significant change over time. It's clear he values shooting. That's been borne out in the qualifying offer decisions, which surprised some people. They let Chris Dunn walk for nothing, a guy who almost made the all-defensive team last year. They let Shaq Harrison, another elite defender, walk for nothing. And they brought back a guy that was buried under Jim Boylan and who missed an entire year to ankle surgery in Denzel Valentine because guess what? He can pass it. He can shoot it. He's an instinctive offensive player. So you're already starting to see it in the minor personnel moves, and this is why I think over time in the major personnel moves you'll see it too. If you want to play that out, to me, you know, I know Markkanen's coming off a down year, but he certainly looks like he's the type of player that Arturas values. I mean, he's a shooter first and foremost. He can move without the ball. He's a decent passer for a big man. Zach LaVine, I'm a big Zach defender, but you certainly have to question, you know, as a guy who is mostly an isolation guy, if he's the type of player that fits with how Arturas wants to play moving forward. And we all know how this business works, guys. Your best player has your most trade value. So I'm not saying they're going to trade Zach LaVine. I'm just saying it's my antenna's up, and, you know, that's something on my radar to watch moving forward. He's on a value contract, and he's got the most value on the team. So we're playing the tea leaf reading game, you know, like everybody else and like we all do in this in our business. Arturas is not coming out and saying who he values, who he doesn't. But bigger picture, the main takeaway is, to me, this season's all about that evaluation. You're going to see, as we move forward, who fits and who doesn't, and then you'll see the moves made resulting from that.
And more importantly, what will be on the Thanksgiving table for the Johnson household today?
We are doing a pretty traditional dinner, although my wife and I are both vegetarians, so our sons will be partaking in the meat portion of the evening. But I'll have all the sides and save a lot of room for the pies. Thanks for asking, guys.
It's an important question, and you know what? And you know how it works, Casey. It's a required question in sports talk radio to ask about food. You know this.
Especially when you run out of questions to ask, that's an easy fallback.
I know we've reached the end of our conversation, right, guys?
But I know
you're
so fulfilling in your answers. You know that, you know, you ask one question, you get three really great answers, and you know, thank you very much. That's how good
you
are.
Know, we've all been doing this a long time, guys. But it's always fun to catch up with old friends in the business. And I'll just say this along those lines. Whoever tweeted out the promo shot that found me at the Birdo Center, I retweeted and had some fun with it. And Bruce, you and I have spent a lot of time in that godforsaken windowless building. And as beautiful as the Advocate Center is, and it really is amazing and much more comfortable and nicer for the media, I will say there are times I certainly miss the Birdo Center, particularly when you were at the cubicle next to me about 6 inches away.
You had no choice. Either love me or hate me, there's no in-between. And
exactly.
We had an awful lot of fun. Casey, you and your family have a great holiday. Thanks so much for dropping in with Mark and I today. It's great. And have a great year, and let's hope for the best for good health and happiness for everyone going forward.
All right, Bruce and Mark, I enjoyed it. Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
All right, thank you. That is Casey Johnson of NBC Sports Chicago. The Bulls open camp on Tuesday. Yes, the next Tuesday in life, December 1st. And then the season is supposed to open on December 22nd. So, yeah, there actually will be NBA games in the year 2020. So that's crazy that things will be starting up soon at the Advocate Center here in Chicago. So looking forward to hearing Casey Johnson's reports. And many of them will be right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be getting into some more Bears talk. Mark Potash of the Chicago Sun-Times will join us to talk about the quarterbacks, along with LaVine. I'm Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're here in the Advocate Center.
Mully
and Haw here.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, we want to thank all Score listeners for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago.
We don't have to remind you how difficult this year has been, but through it all, you've stuck with us for a little break from the trials of 2020, so thank you.
And a healthy, happy, safe Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at 670 The Score.
This segment is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
JCPenney's Black Friday is on now. Save on thousands of deals across the store and at JCP.com. Need it fast? Pick up your order with free curbside. Score the absolute best savings with this week's extra 30% off coupon. Use it to get select cozy outerwear for the family for just $19.99. Or to shop sparkling diamonds and more. You'll save up to 80% on all fine jewelry. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/23 to 11/28. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
Opening bell is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
It's Jane, and if you're looking for the perfect gift on your holiday list, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo delivers hands-on art and science projects for any age and interest. Engineer a walking robot, launch bottle rockets, all from the comfort of home. Start a new tradition this year with KiwiCo. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to kiwico.com/local to save 50% on your first month. That's KIWICO.com/local.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's the 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No. We're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
Is it time for you to call about the 995 plan? If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day.
Take the first easy step and don't wait. Learn more by visiting us at ColonialPen.com now. ColonialPen.com. That's ColonialPen.com. Limited benefit first 2 years. Ages vary in some states. Plan is underwritten by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company.
We love our football, and PropSwap is the real advantage we all use for football betting. We always find the very best odds on PropSwap because we're buying directly from other bettors, just like yourself. And for a limited time, use the promo code RADIO to get up to $500 in free bonus cash. That's promo code RADIO, and PropSwap matches your deposit up to $500. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. Go to PropSwap.com right now or download the PropSwap app.
Overhead is killing us. What are we doing to save money?
Oh, we talked to ComEd.
Okay.
Yeah, they're helping us lower our energy costs.
Okay.
We get incentives from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program to complete projects that help us use less energy.
Now you sound like the boss.
I am the boss.
Yes, you are.
Ah, by the way.
Yes?
You're in my parking spot.
Save money and energy like a boss. Visit ComEd.com/likeaboss. ComEd, powering lives. Funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at DrinkWorks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit DrinkWorks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Dinner. Highly processed burnt brown kibble. So much for the beautiful pictures of fresh salmon and roast chicken on the bag. Make the switch to the Farmer's Dog. Pet food that looks and smells like real food because it is. The Farmer's Dog delivers pre-portioned, vet-approved meals right to your door. So your dog gets the nutrients they need from fresh meat and veggies, not processed fillers and starches. Visit thefarmersdog.com and you'll save 50% on your first box plus free shipping. That's thefarmersdog.com. Long live dogs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
My belief is that Mitchell has used these weeks to make himself a better overall NFL quarterback. And I don't know, you know, and whenever and if ever he gets that chance, when he does, but I do believe in my heart of hearts that he has grown from this situation.
Spurs head coach Matt Nagy, and he has not named a starter for Sunday's game in Detroit, or excuse me, in Green Bay, whether Trubisky or Nick Foles. I do believe that we will find out later on today that it will be Trubisky. That is my guess, based on a lot of stuff. So I think we'll find out later on today. Nagy speaks around 1:45. but stand by for that. Along with Bruce Levine, I'm Mark Rohde here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We'll get more into the nuts and bolts of the Bears with Mark Potash of the Chicago Sun-Times in about 5 minutes from right now, 9 o'clock this morning. Also, we're going to have Jed Hoyer on. He is, of course, the Cubs president of baseball operations. He was on with Lawrence Holmes the other day, and it's great. So I want you to hear that. And then 10:30, can't wait to talk to Chuck Swirsky, the voice of the Chicago Bulls. The Bulls begin practice on Tuesday here in the city at the Advocate Center. And I think it's interesting, Bruce, that we have two teams in this town, the Cubs and the Bulls, right now with brand new bosses and situations where anything can happen. Both have cores. The Cubs obviously have a core that you know well. The Bulls do too. And for lack of a better way to put it, Bruce, I can't wait to see what both of the Jed Hoyer and Arturas Karnaschovs, I can't wait to see what their first big moves are. It's a unique situation to have two new guys that we all get to follow.
And the fact that the fan base is in Chicago is so sophisticated now, the idea that just competing, trying to win, really not good enough, okay? I mean, it used to be, gee, if our team plays a little bit over 500 and we have a decent year, maybe we can go to the playoffs, maybe somewhere down the line we'll be good enough to go to a World Series or NBA Finals or the Super Bowl. These days, it's a much different fan with much different expectations from their teams and from their front offices. And I like it. I like it a lot. It used to be Chicago fans were pleased with the fact that they had sports. They were the greatest fans in all of sports, I believe. Now the expectations are higher, and I like it a lot.
Especially with the Cubs, man. Like, I mean, there was definitely a precedent set for the Bulls in the 90s that the expectation became winning at all. For the Cubs, in my lifetime and yours, it was okay to be the lovable losers. And thank God, like, that was the best part, I thought, of anything that was said about the Cubs with Theo Epstein going out and Jed Hoyer coming in, when Tom Ricketts got up there and said that one of the things that the Theo Epstein regime did in close conjunction with Jed Hoyer was to get rid of that, I think he used the word moniker, to get rid of that moniker of lovable loser. And now, I always say this, and it pisses some people off, but there is now a sense of entitlement that Cubs fans have, and it's a good sense of entitlement of they expect to win. The Cubs are winners now, and the fans are acting accordingly as well. And I think that's good. Like, in this case, I think greed is good just because it was such a lamented franchise for all those years where, yeah, it was easy to take the shots of, yeah, Wrigley Field was all about a party. Yeah, it's still about a party. You can still go out there and have fun and all that kind of stuff, but it's number one is winning, and I think that's awesome.
We have to take a break. Mark Potash on the Bears coming right up. Great Sun-Times writer. It's always fun talking to Potsy. We'll continue to talk Bulls, Bears, baseball, everything you want at 312-644-6767. That happens to be our text number as well.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Former NFL quarterback Sage Rosenfeld.
You know, over the course of a drive, I think defense just goes, the Bears will screw it up if we just give them, you know, make them go 12 plays, and they usually do, whether it's a sack, a holding penalty, a drop pass. Of course, they obviously turn the ball over too much as well.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by Door Systems.
Catholic Charities has been serving those in need, regardless of faith, race, or gender identity, for more than a century. People like thousands across Chicagoland who have lost jobs, wages, or homes and need your help to rebuild. This year, the face of need is your neighbor. The face of hope is you. Maximize the impact of your charitable giving at CatholicCharities.net.
Start or continue your degree at Prairie State College this spring. Classes will be delivered online with flexible options available. We offer the same courses as universities at a fraction of the cost. Our talented faculty are ready to deliver an excellent online experience, and we have resources to help you along the way, no matter what your academic goals. PSC is here to help you achieve them. Special tuition discount for Lake County, Indiana residents. Register today at prairiestate.edu/start.